This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
As temperatures start to rise, food safety becomes a real issue. And it's not just about what you cook, but how you store it. Forgotten leftovers, old sauces, and that sad avocado rotting around in the veggie drawer can all harbour bacteria that lead to food poisoning. So how do we give our fridges a proper spring clean, and how often should we really be doing it?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Afternoon, Warren.
How bad is food poisoning in Australia right now? Are we talking about heaps of cases?
Yeah, so look, I think the statistics are there's an estimated 4.6 million cases of food poisoning in Australia every year. Now, that's resulting in almost 48,000 hospitalizations per year and around close to 40 deaths. And it's expensive. It costs our economy nearly $3 billion a year with food poisoning.
That's amazing. I didn't realise that it was so big. How do you know, Dr. Vincent Ho, if you've got food poisoning? How do the symptoms differ from, say, picking up a bit of a gastrovirus or something like that?
Yeah, they're very similar. And in fact, it's often very difficult to distinguish between food poisoning and gastroenteritis. Often we use the term foodborne gastroenteritis to refer to food poisoning because you can get gastroenteritis from other sources. Mm. So it doesn't have to come from food. It can come from other sources. But when it comes from food, often it can be tricky sometimes to determine it's from food. Sometimes when you eat something, you know straight away that it's set to off. But other times, there can be what we call a long incubation period. So a bacteria could be growing in the food for a long time, and then when you consume it, it could be, you know, it could be a good while, could be many weeks, before you develop, symptoms. So yeah, that's something to bear in mind.
So it's not just instant or within the first half hour, because I was told, you know, oh, look, if you're feeling okay an hour after you've eaten it, it'll be fine. That's not necessarily the case.
No. So, I mean, there are certain types of bacteria, like Staph aureus being one of them, where you have a very immediate reaction against often the toxins that are present with the bacteria. So often, if you've got these preformed toxins, you have a reaction, and it can be very quick, within half an hour sometimes. But often, you won't know if a food that you've eaten is the cause. And so the way we determine that is through contact tracing. So if we see a cluster of people that get sick, then we go back and delve into what's common. Mm. And often we find that it can be one particular food that they've all consumed, and then we go, okay, there it is.
You've got it. Why is the fridge such a danger zone when it comes to foodborne illnesses? We often think, you know, if you stick it in the fridge, it'll be okay.
Yeah, so the fridge is tricky because, one, although the temperatures in the fridge are low to prevent bacterial growth, it doesn't inactivate bacteria. So, you know, the low temperatures in the fridge, it just slows down their growth. It often does not inactivate, it doesn't kill off the bacteria. That's the first thing to point out. Secondly, we know that lots of foods can go off in the fridge. So you can get moldy foods. You can often get foods, and it can be associated with bits of dirt. For example, food scraps, you can see them in the fridge. So there are going to be, often situations where you have food in the fridge, where they're just going to be a harbinger for lots of bacteria. And so it's important that we realize that the fridge is, a potential source of foodborne infections, and that we learn to look at getting them cleaned on a fairly regular basis.
What temperature should our fridge actually be sitting at to keep bacteria at bay?
Well, the normal fridge temperature is around about 4 degrees Celsius. Mm. So that tends to inactivate them. But we also know, of course, that many foods, for example, although they're kept better in the fridge, often they can turn moldy. And what's often not understood or not appreciated is that when people put their food in the fridge, often they just keep putting it towards the front, right?
Yes.
But really, like all those foods at the back of the fridge, maybe we should ideally be rotating them out to the front.
Like we're filling a supermarket shelf.
Exactly. Exactly right. But we don't do that. Many of us don't do that.
I don't do it either, I must admit. Dr. Vincent Ho, okay, when it comes to fridge cleaning, I never thought we'd get you on and we'd be talking about home cleaning tips, but we are, and these are important home cleaning tips. Tell us why.
So, look, one of the questions is how often should you really clean the fridge? Mm. There's no hard and fast rule, but the general consensus is probably cleaning it every 3 to 4 months is good. It's that good cyclical clean to keep things hygienic. So, you know, every 3 to 4 months is generally good. Now, when you do clean the fridge, it's really important to bear in mind that we should be turning off the fridge, of course. Oh. So turning off the power and then taking out all the shelves and drawers. So there's no point cleaning the fridge if you don't take out all the shelves and drawers, and you've got to take it out. Because you can get like bits of food and bits of dirt, for example, at the back that you might not be able to access. So take it all out completely. And then when it's out there, use warm soapy water to actually clean it. And afterwards, make sure you dry it properly so that you don't prevent moisture and bacteria from returning. So that's simple tips. Soapy water is very good. Empty, of course, all the items from the fridge. I mean, that just kind of makes sense to remove it all. And here's something that people often forget, that when you're taking food out the fridge, there's only a short period by which it's going to retain its healthiness, essentially. So the longer you keep it out of the fridge, the more likely that you can get bacteria that's in there getting, you know, multiplying. And so as a general rule, you shouldn't leave food out of the fridge more than 2 hours.
Okay, so we should be cleaning our fridge, what, every 3 or 4 months to do it? You know what?
Three to 4 months is often recommended. So that 3 to 4 month clean is just a sort of a good cyclical kind of strategy to keep things hygienic. And you might want to send a reminder to say, okay, you know, every quarter we're going to do a fridge clean.
This is really interesting, Dr. Vincent Ho. I've got to confess to you. I mean, I'm always careful about what's in my fridge and I throw things out, etc. And I wipe down the shelf. So it looks clean. But, you know, I've probably had my fridge probably 10 years. I've never switched it off, pulled the shelves apart and given it a good clean. I hate to think what could be growing there that I can't see.
You know what, Warren? It'd be worthwhile doing it one of these days, and you can see yourself what is in there. You can take some photos and see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I empty it out, but I don't. I don't pull the shelves out. But I reckon it's a good thing to do. In terms of leftovers, I suppose, what's your golden rule for storing and freezing them safely?
Yeah, so when it comes to leftovers, I think it's really important to bear in mind that, you know, with leftovers, you really should, they should be consumed quickly, so you don't want to be having them outside, certainly in warm weather, because as I mentioned before, bacteria can multiply very quickly, and certainly when it comes to very warm temperatures, the doubling time of bacteria can be as short as 20 minutes. So you could go from 100 bacteria at 8 a.m. to over 26 million bacteria by 2 p.m. on the same day. So it's because of the doubling time when it comes to hot temperatures. So essentially when it comes to leftovers, you know, really there should be, they shouldn't be out, essentially, because that is a bacterial risk, really, and certainly not in during warm climates. But also, I think what's important is that when we've got leftover food, the question we've got to ask ourselves is, do we really need that leftover food? Often there's a temptation that we all think, okay, we shouldn't waste. I think often we've been taught not to waste food, and so keep it in there. But you know, the danger there is you might actually have some food that you've kept there, like your leftover food, let's say, from lunch or dinner, and you've kept in the fridge and you've not done anything about it. And it's kept there and kept there and kept there. And this actually happens. You know, it's kept there. And then by the time you think, oh, well, it's time to consume it, by that time it's kind of too late by then.
And it's not as though you've, you know, there's some sort of live indicator that says, okay, bang, this is done. You know, your leftover food, you cannot eat it. It's gone. It's got too much bacteria. There's no bacteria counter, for example, in our food. Wouldn't that be a great thing to have? A storage container, and it told you what's growing.
Exactly, exactly, would be. I mean, we already have food labels, you know, the best before and used by sort of labels. And, you know, used by means you actually have to use that food by that particular day. So if it would be really good if we had that for our leftover food products and say, like, yes, I agree.
What's the biggest mistake, Dr. Vincent Ho, that you reckon we make when storing food at home? If there's one thing you'd love to say to all your patients, what would you say in terms of storing?
Well, look, one thing that I have seen again and again here is about when it comes to storing particular foods, often we'll find meats, for example, stored with other foods. Now, that actually is something that is kind of dangerous because really that can be a vector for transmission of bacteria. So when you've got like a lot of those meats with particularly meat sauces and that can be a real issue. That should be kept separately from other foods. Often, like in a fridge, you pack them together close to some other food. So when think about it, but they should be kept separately. Really important there.
Let's keep them separate. Dr. Vincent Ho, always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for today.
It's a pleasure, Warren.
Thank you. That was Vincent Ho, academic gastroenterologist at Western Sydney University. Check out the Gut Doctor website and socials.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.